Considering all these things, let us not think of the luxurious but their ultimate fate. Here indeed they contribute to filth and obesity. There they lead to worms and fire, not on the greedy but their end result. Here they bring about worries, fears, and anxieties. There they produce inescapable chains, not of those who crave glory, but what these desires create. Here they result in servitude and dishonesty, and there they cause both unbearable loss and eternal torment. For if we engage in this kind of discourse with ourselves, and if we constantly diffuse our harmful desires with these and similar thoughts, we will quickly both expel the love for present things and ignite that for the things to come. Let us therefore ignite this love and make it fervent. For if just imagining these outcomes, even in a vague way, brings so much comfort, think how great the joy will be when we actually experience them. Blessed and repeatedly blessed indeed are those who enjoy these good things, just as consequently pitiable and severely unfortunate are those who endure the opposite of these. Therefore, in order for us to be not among the latter but the former, let's choose virtue. For in doing so, we will attain the good things to come as well, which we all should attain through the grace and love towards men of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom and with whom to the Father, together with the Holy Spirit, be glory, might, and honor, now and forever, and world without end. Amen.